You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Nick Schluter, the Chief Marketing Officer for Ginkgo, the one-tap contact exchange mobile app that aims to reinvent how the world connects. Mr. Schluter, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And certainly our pleasure. So for starters, Nick, if you would, what is Ginkgo?
I appreciate you asking. So Ginkgo is the one-tap contact exchange app. So whether it be one-on-one, five-on-one, or even five-on-five, Ginkgo gives its users the ability to simultaneously exchange contact information with just the touch of a button. Now, what's great about Ginkgo is that you're in complete control of what information you want to share. Let's say you only wanted to share just your work information and not your personal contact information. You can do that with Ginkgo, and if at any point in time that you decide you'd like to give someone access to other portions of your contact information, you just simply go into your permission settings, and in a matter of seconds, you can have it automatically update into that other user's device.
Sounds pretty awesome. Now, be honest with us, is there a need for an app like Ginkgo?
So I would definitely say there's a need for an app like Ginkgo. In fact, earlier on in the year, we asked ourselves the same question like any good business owners would do. And we did a handful of surveys, and we actually found that about 35% of the workforce in the United States is adding in at least one new contact into their phone in the matter of 1 week. So whether it be for business or social situations, Ginkgo is allowing our users to quickly exchange that contact information. But most importantly, it's making sure that the contact information that people are receiving is staying up to date. Story on that, when we actually founded Ginkgo, I was in my senior year of college here at Michigan State University. So every new semester, you know, I'm sure you remember, there's big group projects. So you're constantly exchanging contact information with people. And, you know, when you get in these cases of large groups, it takes a really long time to write everyone's phone number down and then their name. And what we would typically end up doing is manually punching in their contact information afterwards. So what Ginkgo allowed us to do was exchange contact information very quickly, but most importantly, have peace of mind knowing that all the information that we just shared was entered correctly and would forever be up to date.
And that's some good information right there, and certainly clarifies the need for an app like that in the market. What makes Ginkgo stand out from its competitors?
Yeah, so, and there have been in the past, but what I think makes us stand out from our competitors is that patented Ginkgo Me feature that I was referencing earlier that allows you to exchange not just one-on-one like apps like Bump have done in the past, but it can be big business-to-business meetings where it can be 5-on-5 or 10-on-10. And then when you layer on that permission feature that we talked about earlier, it makes it way different than anything that's around right now. On top of that, you know, when you make a connection, we have a bunch of communication tools within our app that make it really, really easy to stay connected. For example, we have a video conference feature where you can meet with up to 8 people at a time. We have a live broadcasting feature, and we actually just rolled out an automatic directories feature where it organizes all of your contacts into folders by persons within a company or a group who you may have just exchanged with. So it's definitely different than any app on the App Store right now. And I would say it's way different than the traditional business card.
Today, we're speaking with Mr. Nick Schluter, the Chief Marketing Officer for Ginkgo, the one-tap contact exchange mobile app that aims to reinvent how the world connects here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, we've had this question come up from time to time on the program. Are business cards dead? What's your thought here?
So in my opinion, I would say that they are definitely a dying breed. However, I would say that the concept and the purpose of a business card is definitely alive and well. In fact, I'd argue that people are exchanging contact information today at a faster rate than they ever have. But Where the business card, the traditional business card that we have today, where that falls short is what happens when someone changes jobs. They most likely got a new phone number, a new email address. So now that card's not only a physical waste of space, but all of the information that's on it, as well as the information that you entered into your contact manager, it's all completely useless. So, you know, like I said, the business card concept is alive and well, but, we're living in a world today that is quickly adopting cloud technology. And what Ginkgo is trying to do is get the business card there as well.
Yeah, you made some good points right there. Also, looking ahead, what are Ginkgo's plans for the upcoming year in 2019?
I appreciate you asking. So we have a couple of pretty cool plans for Q1 next year. We are actually going to be sponsoring a handful of popular talk radio shows where we're going to allow the broadcaster to live stream and communicate with the viewers. And we're also going to be attending several business expos around the United States. So if anyone wants to see if we're coming to a town near them, they can just go right to our website, ginkgo.mobi. That's ginkgo.mobi.
And that sounds easy enough, and I assume you can actually download the app directly from that website. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can. And if anyone wants to find out more about the app or even give it a try themselves, it's a totally free app. They can just go to their respected app store on either their iPhone or Android device. Search Ginkgo. Again, that's G-I-N-K-O. Our logo is a purple backdrop with a little green leaf, and you can give it a try.
Well done and outstanding here. And Mr. Schlitter, we certainly wish you all the best and a prosperous 2019. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your time.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Nick Schlitter, the Chief Marketing Officer for Ginkgo, the one-tap contact exchange mobile app that aims to reinvent how the world connects. And simply for more information or to give the app a try, visit ginkgo.mobi. And this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.